Almost had it, wallet, another business deal, blown. No success. It would say, lose it. Everybody say it real loud. Get it. You can say it now and get it all out of your system today. Say, loser!
Loser!
You ever heard that? You ever heard that term? I'm sure you never heard it. You met me on a bad day. Now, a loser, somebody say loser. The best thing you can get on a loser, it says one who fails to win. One who fails to win. It's God's intent and God's heart that you become a winner. Whatever God, if God speaks something in your life, if he said something, he wants you to be successful in that thing. Did you know that? God wants you to win on your job. He wants you to win in your business. He wants you to win in your family. He wants you to win in life. It's not God's will that you lose in any measure. And I believe there's been some people that have been experiencing lack of success. Things haven't been shining the way it needs to be shining. The return hadn't been there. You've been sowing out, but you hadn't seen it coming in. And maybe the devil started to lie to you. Maybe I got that loser disease. Or am I just talking to myself this morning? It was just me or the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Me by myself. So I just started to think about this thing. I said, well, thank you, girl. Hallelujah. So I just got out there and looked at the thing. It says, one who fails to win. Think of the last, how many of you got assignments? Now, how many got plans? Now, if you don't plan anything, you plan to lose or you plan to fail. Do you know that? And you can usually tell your plans. You know, most of the time you can write down your goals and different things, write down your little tasks. A goal without task will never be accomplished if you don't know what. You know what? You can tell, I told somebody, you can tell if somebody's a faith person or not, find out their task list. You know, a little task list will show you their faith, not what comes out of their mouth all the time. Amen. You know, we can confess all day long, but until you put some faith to those things, and faith is action. Someone say, my task manifests my faith. Now, your goal is what you speak out. Now, God wants me to do this, no, blah, 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 blah. But until you write it down and say, listen, this is a task. I'm going to take a step of faith today. First thing I'm going to do is pick up my phone. Some of you, your task of faith is, first thing I'm going to do is put one leg out of the bed before 11 o'clock. Someone say, that's a task for some people. Amen?
Amen.
Your task will manifest your faith. Well, we're going this thing with loser, and I looked up several words. I got the word loser, and I got the word winner. Everybody say, a loser is one who fails to win. And a winner is one who succeeds in winning. One who wins a contest. How many of you want to win a contest? Three things, three kind of people you want to learn about. Winners, losers, and the champion. I had a problem with one of the statements you said, we're going to bring out the champion within you. And so far as I'm studying the word, I found out I can be a winner. But the champion's within me. Jesus is the champion. Somebody say, praise God. It takes a champion to make you a winner. You can win a race. You just finished the race you won, you know. Completing things make you win, amen. But champions finish first. Champions are superior. But there's a champion within you that will cause you to win. Somebody say, praise the Lord. One of the things I want to get with, this is just the intro of where we're going to be talking about the next several weeks as we're together. Or what God's going to be messing with me with. One of the statements I've heard, you know, someone said dysfunction. Everybody say dysfunction. Holy Ghost told me dysfunctionalism is a sin. Cut it out. We are so prone, you know, so everybody say dysfunction. You know, we just think that's the little monkey we got on our back. My dysfunctional family, my dysfunctional job, my dysfunctional lifestyle, my dysfunctional boyfriend, my dysfunctional girlfriend, everything about us is dysfunctional. It's always something a little bit messed up about it. Anybody ever seen dysfunction? You see it on TV? I grew up in dysfunction. I really did. You should have saw my family. Boy, we would have outdone the Osbournes. Amen. I mean, there's some dysfunctional people out there. Amen.
Amen.
And if I put a little microphone in the back of your jacket and sent you home, boy, I could put that on MTV. Hallelujah. Everybody looks real summer and say, dysfunctional, me? Oh, no, no, no. Dysfunctionalism's out there always. Amen. We look at these homes, you know, this one's drunk. Amen. This one didn't even come home. Amen. This one wished they were drunk. Amen. This one just got finished slapping that one, fighting this one. Then we all pray about it after we all get done. You know, you go to church, you sit up there so sanctified and all holy, can't raise your hands, can't say thank you, Jesus. But boy, you let somebody step on your toes, you really going to scream and shout. You know, and somebody say dysfunctionalism. That's not God's best. Can't communicate. You know, dysfunctional people don't know how to communicate. You know, they have one good day, three bad days, you know. Every relationship they got, there's turmoil everywhere. Strife, friction, always an argument, always a debate, always a fight. You know, you got a best friend. Who's your best friend this week? You know, we look through your phone book. How many names you got blacked out versus how many names been in there for a real long time? Amen. Some say dysfunctionalism. Oh, I know you got some dysfunctional stuff in your life. But you know what? Dysfunctionalism is wrong, and it's the result of sin. And if we will correct our life, somebody say, amen. That stuff will live. Stop thinking this stuff is acceptable. It's always going to be like, you always going to be fighting. You know, this family, we will all, you know, we've had Jesus for 20 years, and I've always had a problem. Sometimes they just don't go away. Let me tell you what. Dysfunctionalism is the result of sin. And when we learn to walk like Jesus and start to do what the Bible tells us, it will chase that dysfunctionalism out of our life. If we just start to walk in a little bit of love. Amen?
Amen.
Who cares who's going to win the argument? It doesn't matter after a while. God doesn't want you in strife. He doesn't want you in friction. He doesn't want you in a debate. You shouldn't be fighting anybody. Oh, why am I getting into this? Somebody say we're talking about winners and losers. Losers are dysfunctional. That's why they can't win. They can't jump a hurdle because they're so worried about the person they're running with. Dysfunctional people will always lose. You're not going to be a winner until you address that in your life. Say one thing we're going to do, we're going to get along, we're going to love each other, and we're going to have our stuff together. I don't know where I'm talking about this, but that's what I got from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He said the first thing needs to go is dysfunctionalism. If you've got a dysfunctional home, we're going to get in that thing and work it out. Look at somebody and say, you don't need to be acting like that. No, look them in the face. Somebody say, you don't need to be acting like that. Don't do that no more. Don't do that anymore. Stop that screaming, hollering, throwing the pans around, attitudes. Oh, I'm preaching real good. That control, hallelujah. So she said, I'm so glad I came to church today. Tell me, I got to cut that. Somebody say, cut that mess out. So God can bless you. You can change if you want to. There's a champion on the inside of you, and guess what? That champion on the inside, he ain't mad about nothing. Oh, don't run out yet, honey. Glory to God. Okay. So we say, praise the Lord. So we say, it's going to be all right. God wants to heal us totally and completely. He wants to sanctify us. He wants to take you to the top, amen. But when you get to the top, he wants it to be so other ones be at the top with you. You don't want it to be you slap so many people on your way up. You know what I'm saying? By the time you get there, everybody else start coming down. Dysfunctionalism is a sin. If it's showing up in your household, address it. Somebody say hallelujah. We can have dysfunctional ministries. You say, no, Pastor, you ain't got no wife. So I can stay out of strife. Hallelujah. No, no. So say hallelujah. So if you get a wife, you're going to learn about strife. No, I'm joking. No. There's some good people out there. Amen. But you know what? Ministries will always be losing ministries when you got dysfunctional people in dysfunctional ministries. This one can't get along with that. So we say hallelujah. How many ready to win? What's wrong with my business?
To be dysfunctional means abnormal or impaired in functioning, especially of a bodily system or a social group. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus heals people, amen? He told us to run a good race, and he wasn't talking about Special Olympics. I have nothing wrong with Special Olympics. Somebody say amen? Go to 2 John chapter 1. Can I have you for till 12:15? Is that okay? 12:15? Is that too long? That'll be good. Do I have permission? Amen. Hallelujah. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which ye have heard from the beginning, that we love one another. Somebody say, love one another. I tell you what, if you just do that real quick, that dysfunctionalism will leave. Amen? So say, well, I'm not the one that's dysfunctional. It's this one that won't stop drinking. Well, you love the hell out of him. You can love. Look at somebody say, what are you talking like that this morning? I'm going to tell you, there is nothing. The Bible says love always wins. And if you want to mix the ingredient, whenever the devil manifests himself, boy, you got to come to the plate and say, hey, I'm going to love the hell out of that one. I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to win in this situation. I'm going to get dysfunction out of there so we can become the winners that God wants us to become. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many got a problem? Greater is he that's in you. And the one that's in you is full of love. It's full of grace. He's the champion. And he'll help you win if you want to win. My gosh, my gosh. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost just for a couple of minutes. Tell you what, people, God is on your side. He is working for you. It's the power of God that you're in this place. God is moving. I tell you what, he has got you marked for a breakthrough. He's got you marked for victory. And he's going to make sure it happens in your life. You're losing in a couple situations in your life and some things going on, but God's going to break that curse. You're going to overcome. I promise you, I'm not trying to feed your, boost your head up. God called you here. Before you even woke up, amen. Somebody say, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
He called your name. Said, don't forget about this one. Don't forget about that one. He said, I want them to win. That we should walk. This is the commandment that you have heard from the beginning. We should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world and confess not that Jesus has come in the flesh. How many of you enjoyed Friday night? See, you got to get the whole word, put all this stuff together. Jesus is in the flesh. Amen. This is the deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourself that we lose not. We always want to blame other people why we lost. Somebody say, where are we supposed to look according to the word here? We want to blame it on the people we're working with. We want to blame it on the city we're in. We want to blame it on the husband that just won't wake up a little bit earlier, just not outgoing enough. He's just not making enough money. She's just not encouraging me enough. If she just worked some more, or he just did this, whatever it is. Somebody say, look to your what? See, winners aren't made winners because of somebody else. You want to be a winner, you got to look to the Holy Ghost, look to God within you, amen. But the decision whether you're going to win or lose or not, you're going to have to deal with what? You. And that's the main thing with dysfunction, how dysfunction never gets better. We want to look at everybody else to try to change something. If you want to change a situation, you better look at home. Michael Jackson had one thing right. Y'all might like him, but he said, if you want to make a change or you want to make the world a better place, you better look at yourself and make a change. So if you want to start winning in life, stop worrying about the girl over here at the other desk making you lose your mind. Stop worrying about what other people said or what this one did to you 6 years ago, 7 years ago. If this one didn't do this, if this one didn't say that, that's not going to make you a winner. It's not going to make you lose. It'll never change. If you want to become the winner that God wants you to be, it says right here, look to your what? Self.
Somebody say, praise God, I can handle that. I mean, you don't have to bring your problem to church. Glory to God. You just bring yourself and you can become a winner. As soon as I get this one together, boy, it'll really start to work out.
I tell you what, winning streaks are contagious. You get around a winner, amen, you'll be a winner. You become a winner, get around a loser, you'll make a winner, amen? Look to yourself.
Somebody say praise. This is good teaching this morning. Are y'all getting this? Pray that I get a joke or something like that so you take it a little bit better, amen?
Look to yourself that we lose not the things that we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward.
Somebody say, receive.
See,
God's kind of winners. We don't take stuff. Amen. We receive stuff. See, that's the difference between a winner and a loser. Glory to God. God's kind of winners receive from God. Amen. We know that God's the one's going to bless us. God's the one's going to fill us. God's got it all taken care of. And if I walk in righteousness, if I walk in integrity, if I stay in love at the end of this thing, I'm going to win a reward. God's winners are people that live lives that are that can be rewarded. So you got to believe it, amen? That he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek or serve him. If you're serving God, you're destined to get a reward. And God rewards people that win. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You're going to find out something. Well, what makes me a winner? What classifies a winner? A Mercedes Benz? Is that a winner? The mansion? Is that a winner? Best looking boyfriend? Best looking girlfriend? Does that make me a winner? The clothes I wear? What would it profit a man if he gained or won the whole world yet lose his own soul? That means there are a whole lot of losers out there, amen, that look like they won everything else. Won the job, won the house, won the competition, amen. Sometimes you never do catch up with the Joneses, amen, because you think that they're the winners, amen. But if they have lost their soul, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are a whole lot of people that got everything but their own soul. The Bible says he that can take his own heart is greater than the one that can take a city. Be one thing to be controlled. You've met people in control of everybody else and everything else, but they can't control themselves. That's a loser. Somebody say amen. Before I win the world, I want at least be able to win me so I don't mess it up when I get there. Somebody say praise the Lord. Transgressors and winners. Some said times. I don't care what happened in the past. Whoop-de-doo. The Bible even teaches us there's a time and a season for everything. Well, I went through something, so it was in the Word. See, many times we're looking at our past experiences. Well, man, if I chalk it all up, okay, went here, failed out in school, failed out in college, failed out in my first job. Last 7 months ain't been too good. I failed there. I failed here. Boy, gets all those things say, I'm really a failure. That means I'm not winning because I don't have any success. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 3, it says, a time to kill. Then don't go killing nobody, amen. But if you need a scripture, there it is. No, I'm joking. A time to heal. A time to break down and a time to break up. And it also said there's a time to lose in that same passage of scripture. I got the wrong scripture in there. Lord, help me. Amen. I think it's either one down or one up. So say a time to lose. How many glad you've been through that time? Anybody learned it? Amen. Thank God for that. But God wants you to become a real winner and a real champion. And in times to come, amen, we're going to learn about the difference between God's winners, amen, and the devil's losers. And God wants his people to win big. Say amen. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to win big, not to cash out early. Amen. Don't have the parade and you're still in the fight. He wants us to finish. Tonight I'm going to be talking to you about a big-time champion who defeated another champion. Amen. You're going to learn the difference between winners and losers and champions. David, the champion, went out against Goliath. We're going to learn that champions, the only thing, the difference between a champion and a winner is champions separate themselves to make other people winners. Champions go get in the middle. Somebody say hallelujah. They stand in between, amen, armies to make many winners. And we're going to be talking about that champion within you that's going to call you to be a winner. David looked at all the people and said, why should these people's hearts fail because of that champion, Goliath? He said, these people's hearts are failing. See, they're going, it's God's goal and God's heart and God's desire that you all win, and you are going to win. Amen. But there's a spirit of a champion in some of you. I believe he's in all of you, but some of you are going to rise to the plate, amen, and step out from the army, amen, where everybody's stuck back in the thing and say, hey, wait a minute. I'm going to go out there and separate myself, get in the valley between the Philistines and the Israelites, amen. Stand up against a champion, amen, to make everybody a winner. Somebody say hallelujah. Y'all getting anything out of this today? I am. All I want to do is wet your taste buds a little bit. Wet your taste buds just a little bit. And I guarantee you, I'm going to be kicking dysfunction in the rear end through this whole thing. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Until it's completely gone. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you start to prevail in everything that God puts you in. Put your hand on somebody's hand beside you. Just real quickly. Amen. I like G, y'all. G is one cool dude, isn't he? Amen. And tell him. Say, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. I speak to you even now. And I call you a winner. And I speak a word of prevailing faith over you. This mountain that you're looking at, this champion called Goliath, will fall before you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Mr. Champion or Mrs. Champion, whoever you are, amen. I speak to you and I say, you get out there, amen, and make many winners. Hallelujah. Make many winners. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Don't you lose again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can tell what you are. You know, it's okay just to be a little winner and win your own little stuff. Amen. But I'm calling forth the champion within you that causes others to win. Stand up right where you are. Hallelujah. Y'all are getting out of here. I'm still on time. Amen. Hallelujah. As you got that hand, that response right there, say, you're going to make it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Father, bless your people right now in the name of Jesus. Protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Cause them to overcome in Jesus' name. Father God, right now, every word spoken against them, right now, in the name of, we rebuke every negative word right now in the name of Jesus. Protect your people supernaturally, Father God, before your word, Lord, said that they are champions. Cause them to overcome financially, God. Cause them to overcome in their businesses, Father God. Cause them to overcome in hearing you, Father God. They hear your voice and simply obey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all love and be blessed. Amen. And we'll see you tonight. Amen. What time do we start tonight? 7? 7 o'clock tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother.